When it comes to self-defense, I've heard this advice before, but I actually advise against it.
Oh, more self-defense tips from the self-defense instructor with no self-defense videos on her self-defense TikTok page. This should be good.
The reason being is that if someone is truly, you could be putting yourself in more danger. What I suggest instead is creeping them out, weirding them out, and grossing them out. Stage one of creepy is the Jenna Marbles. This technique is to make the weirdest face possible and not break character until they walk away. Stage two, if you are feeling confident enough and are not afraid to make a scene, you can add vocals. This can be a laugh.
Are you stupid?
And if you do that, he's gonna think you're deliberately making fun of him in public, which you are, and some men might react violently to that. Meaning,
you could be putting yourself in more danger. A pterodactyl scream? You can act possessed, head up, back down, start praying or chanting a spell over and over and over again. Gross them out, you can pick your nose, extra points if you eat it. You can pull a superstar, you can put your hands down your pants, stake for a while, and then smell it, and then...
Brother, what's that? What's that, brother?
Ladies, listen. If a man approaches you and you're not interested, the simple stuff actually works most of the time. So just say you're not interested, and if he's still doing it, just walk away. The vast majority of men will take the hint. Now sure, some of you will say, but what if he starts following you? But what if he does X? But what if he does Y? Well, for those types of situations, my advice is stop watching misandrist cringe on TikTok and actually go to self-defense classes. You'd be surprised how many bad situations you can avoid just by practicing your situational awareness. And if you're an American, take full legal advantage of the Second Amendment. It's your constitutional right.
Not all men are, but all women are targets. And most women have been victimized.
Every day, more lies.
So, let me get this straight. There are around 8.2 billion people on the planet, and women are more than half of that number. So, around 4.2 billion women are all targets, and most of those 4.2 billion women have already been SA'd.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
And what I can tell you...
Sweetie, stop. Even I have a limit to the amount of absurdity I can stomach in one day. So please, take the lady from clip one by the hand and go be cringe somewhere else.
Dismissed.
Myself.
Not expose me right
I'll
now.
I'll expose you right now.
It's a safe place.
So I'm like, let me see your DMs. And then I see Billie Eilish.
Who's lesbian, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Well, can't say I'd be surprised if Billie Eilish was actually in an industry girl's DMs. But honestly, after Epstein and the Diddy situation, if an actual blue checkmark celebrity would slide in my DMs, I'd get uncomfortable and block him, because a lot of famous people are weird nowadays.
I click it. Nini texting Billy, let's hang.
It says scene.
We want to water her with her
What?
We want to water her with her
You know? If Hollywood and TikTok would cut down on the heresy, there'd be a lot more planets in the galaxy.
That's what it's supposed to threat. And somebody go check on Pearl, please. Somebody go check on Pearl. Because it's so funny to me. when the women who people deem like, no man is gonna want you, you're never gonna get married, you're not gonna find anybody because you're acting like a human being. Like, the pick-me's never get picked, and I think that's so funny. The funniest thing in the world about them being a pick-me. It's like, you are literally saying, I am everything that you want as a man. Like, I have curated myself to fit everything that you want. And the man is like, we need more women like you, but not you, because I'm going to find somebody else and try to turn them into exactly like you. That's funny. That's funny. Somebody please check on Pearl. She's punching the air right now. Like, literally.
Well, yeah. And there's a simple explanation for that. Both Drew and Pearl are not exactly the epitome of female beauty. Both Drew and Pearl refuse to settle for anything less than Chad and Tyrone. However, Drew off Wallow is a millionaire, Pearlie is demonetized. Drew off Wallow is engaged to a guy who's completely out of her league, Pearl is single. Do the math.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.